The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon. The headlines at 12 hours. Vice President clarifies ECZ stance on use of political regalia. Mongol High Court jails man for ivory possession, overturns acquittal, and Trump orders officials to produce more Epstein documents after mounting pressure.
The Hot FM News with Natasha Nguni.
Now the news in detail. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has clarified that the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has not banned the use of party regalia belonging to political parties not participating in elections. Mrs. Nalumango said instead, ECZ has enforced the law to prevent individuals from using campaign materials belonging to non-contesting parties during elections. She said some unregistered political alliances may use different party regalia while campaigning for a single candidate, which can lead to electoral offences. Mrs. Nalumango said when members of different parties commit electoral offences, they often disassociate themselves from the candidate they were campaigning for, which the law seeks to prevent. She said this during the Vice President's question time in Parliament in response to a question from Kushi South Member of Parliament Davis Chisopa, who had asked why ECZ has banned the use of PF regalia.
The law, which was enacted in 2016, has been lying dormant because there was no occurrence of the difficulty that has arisen now. Today, there are alliances that are called by different names. When they go in the campaign, they go in a different party regalia. I am happy, not because of the statement the Honorable Member from Kushi has made, that ECZ has banned. No, ECZ has not banned the use of different party regalias of parties that are not participating in the election. ECZ has enforced the law. Those are two different things.
President Hakainde Hichilema has praised the strides made by the Cobalt Energy Corporation, CEC, in the country's energy sector. The president has emphasized Zambia's commitment to attracting more investment in the energy sector and other areas to support the country's economic development and has commended CEC's investments in renewable energy. The head of state said as a key energy partner in Zambia's industrial progress, CEC remains committed to supporting the country's goal of ensuring energy sufficiency. President Hichilema has reaffirmed Zambia's readiness to welcome more investment, reassuring investors of an improved business environment that will foster growth and development.
As independent businesses, one of those was the power division. That I got involved, led the transaction that basically culminated into the creation of the Copper Belt Power Company as you know it today. And my job was to put the transaction together, to bring partners together, and I brought together a management buyout. The Zambian citizen who worked in that division to be now shareholders, and we also found partners for them. Midlands Power, British High Commissioner, Midlands Power was a partner to the MBO and other parties. The rest is details. We created CEC, and CEC is a strong business today, one of the largest businesses with a market cap of $1 billion.
The Mongol High Court has sentenced Phineas Guga to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor for illegal possession of elephant ivory, overturning a previous acquittal by the Sesheke Magistrate Court. Mr. Guga was arrested on 6 November 2022 in Sichiri, Western Province, after wildlife officers found two pieces of elephant ivory weighing 6.1 kilograms hidden in a locked laptop bag in his vehicle. During trial, seven witnesses, including Department of National Parks and Wildlife officers, and civilians testified that Mr. Guga resisted a vehicle search and acted suspiciously at checkpoints. He later admitted under cross-examination that the items in the car were his and acknowledged a similar 2015 incident involving ivory. Though acquitted in 2023, the state appealed, arguing the lower court overlooked strong evidence, and on 4th July 2025, Justice Mbuzi ruled in the state's favor, stating that Mr. Guga knowingly possessed the ivory, making his actions unlawful. Mr. Guga is suspected of cross-border trafficking across Zambia, Namibia, and Botswana. UPND Director General for Media and Presidential Support Program, Frank Walia, says the party's main focus has been reviving an economy it inherited in a dire state. Speaking on a special program on Hot FM, Mr. Walia said Zambians voted for President Hakainde Hichilema to address deep-rooted economic challenges. He has acknowledged that energy shortages have slowed growth, but emphasized that the president has made significant strides over the past 3 years to improve the situation.
President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND and all Zambians know that it is very difficult to grow the economy when you don't have sufficient energy. Energy is clearly an indispensable factor when it comes to growing the economy. The vision of the president is to double the economy. How do we do that when you don't have sufficient energy? So a lot of interventions, including policy interventions, have been put in place to ensure that we deal with this problem of power deficit. Just recently, the president launched the 100 megawatts of solar power in Chisamba. More are in the pipeline.
Meanwhile, former Socialist Party chairperson for mobilization Wilson Banda has defended President Hichilema, arguing that Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Membe is the last person who should criticize the government's governance record.
Membe runs the Socialist Party like a private family business, which those of who have been there can bear me witness. He should be the last one to talk about transparency, inclusion, and accountability in the running of this nation or any political party. The Socialist Party is a family business. I was there. I can say the same when Comrade Fred is seated here, and I can tell him to his face, because that's how he runs his party. The entire secretariat is a family tree. Everybody who makes the decisions is a family of Fred Membe.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, says it is seeking meaningful partnerships with African countries to enhance intra-African trade following its participation at the just-ended 2025 Manufacturing Indaba, which was held in South Africa. The Manufacturing Indaba is an annual event dedicated to driving Africa's reindustrialization by fostering local manufacturing, connecting leaders, and empowering businesses to grow and create jobs. Speaking before the close of the Indaba yesterday, ZAM Chief Executive Officer Muntanga Lindunda said her association was proud to participate at the Manufacturing Indaba, as the event provided a platform that Zambia could use to leverage its regional advantage. Meanwhile, Industrial Development Corporation Head of Investments, Mining and Energy, Mulumba Lwatula, emphasized the critical role of the manufacturing sector in driving economic growth. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Mission in South Africa, Tamara Nirenda.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Donald Trump says he has ordered the Justice Department to produce additional documents related to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He said based on the ridiculous amount of publicity given to Jeffrey Epstein, he has asked Attorney General Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony, subject to court approval.